theory. That's what it's called today by both astronomers and by Casey. Casey assigns a traditional interpretation to this planet. It symbolizes the tendency to engage life through the intellect. The psychology of Carl Jung would call such a person a thinking type. Thinking types tend to analyze life experiences by looking for reason and logic. Star Trek hero Mr. Spock might be considered the ultimate thinking type. He bases his decisions on what is logical. The following sentence, taken from a Casey reading, summarizes the dimension of Mercury very effectively. It says, quote, "Mercury enables an entity or soul in the high mental capacities," unquote. Mercury symbolizes a highly developed intellect. However, a strong mind doesn't always lead to wisdom. Too much cleverness can sometimes leave us in a tangled web. In 1940, a man in his mid-30s was told in a reading that he had entered the Earth from a Mercurian sojourn. It went on to describe him as one who thought of himself clever enough to get by without making the mistakes that others so often do. But he was warned that this very gift could bring the dregs of regret, mental anguish, and fear of spiritual awakening. The man used his exceptional mind in a selfish, prideful way, these negative conditions would result. To another individual, however, Casey used Mercury to describe her interest in deep and profound wisdom. Quote, "In the Mercurian forces does the entity find the wisdom of the sage, the seer, as a portion of the experience of self," unquote. But even this woman was encouraged to give credit where credit was due. She needed to guard against an attitude of superiority. It seems that there is a standing danger that accompanies a highly developed mind. That danger is the risk of pride or self-importance. But when that test is overcome, the Mercury function becomes a tremendous tool for creative living. The second planet from the sun is today called Venus. This beautiful planet is the third brightest object in the sky and has most often been associated with one version or another of the goddess of love. The planet and its related deity has always represented the power of love and attraction, particularly at the physical level. However, even on the physical plane, the dimension of love is a wide one. It extends from the compulsion of purely physical appetites to the appreciation of great art. These two extremes, and all the shades in between, comprise the powerful force attributed to Venus. As one woman was told in her life reading from Casey, quote, "In Venus we find the inclinations towards that of the beautiful, the loving," unquote. This woman manifested Venus through an intuitive and sympathetic nature. She looked for and found the beauty, both in her physical surroundings and in the activities of other people. Generally, the Casey readings describe Venusian traits as love of beauty, love of nature, artistic talent, friendliness, and charm. Traditional astrology labels Venus a benefic, which means simply that most people would be glad to see more influence of Venus in their lives. And yet Venus can also have a downside. For the woman just mentioned, Casey gave this warning, quote, "Yet there is the inclination to rely upon others for the help and aid, which becomes a weakening influence," unquote. Venus is the force of attraction and relationship. Those with a highly developed Venus function are very good at relating to others. But that very gift can become a stumbling block if it prevents you from learning to stand on your own two feet. Relationships can become dependencies. This is one danger that dwells in the dimension of love. Another danger is pride. The Venus influence often manifests as physical beauty, and with it comes the power of attraction. You might call this power charisma or magnetism. Those who have this gift must learn to apply it responsibly. Casey said to one man, quote, "In Venus, we will find a great deal of adoration and love that will gradually be brought about the entity," unquote. The reading went on to warn him that he mustn't think too highly of himself. Quote, "Remain humble if you would materially, mentally, or spiritually succeed. Keep humble," unquote. The highest dimension of Venus is a compassionate and sympathetic heart. Certainly, love can be selfish. We can love physical appetites as well as personal power. But pure love is selfless. Ultimately, Venus can awaken us to the joy of giving as well as the joy of living. In our solar system, after Venus comes Earth. However,